We are still in the season of walk with God. Walk with God being our theme for the season. And in walking with God, God is asking us from Deuteronomy 8:19 not to walk after other gods, not to serve them, and not to worship them, so that we do not perish. We've looked at walking with God. We've looked at service, that's serving God. In walking with God, we looked at 2 Corinthians 5:7, for walk by faith and not by sight. And then we looked further to scriptures in Hebrews. That's Hebrews 10:23, and then Hebrews 11:6. And then we also looked at service, that our service must be wholehearted or in unquestionable love. Our service must not be questionable. And we looked at Mark 12:30, loving the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, our minds, and with our strength. If you missed those two times that we met on three important things God requires from us, I urge you to get it on Globe Music TV, or that's the videos on Globe Music TV, or the podcast on globemusicministry.com. Today we are looking at the third part, which is worship, or the third key, which is worship. God does not want us to worship other gods. So the same scripture, Deuteronomy 8:19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. We must not worship other gods. We must know that Satan covets our worship, but worship must only be to God through Christ Jesus. We know that Satan wanted to raise his throne above God. He covets our worship. And being reduced to who he is, he still seeks to destroy anything, according to John 10:10, to destroy anything that the Lord wants for us. He wants to destroy us. And he covets our worship. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, he says that now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Please say after me, in sincerity and in truth.
In sincerity and in truth.
And put away the gods your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Okay, so just like Jesus said that the day is coming that we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, this is years before that Joshua said this. Serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods. So when they were in Egypt, the Egyptians were serving gods. So it's possible that we know that the children of Israel, they were living where? In Goshen, right?
Yes.
So it's possible that in other parts, is it like Ramses and other cities, it's possible that you find gods there, or it's possible that probably wherever they were living, they are right next to them. With the Egyptians, that they had their gods there, probably the gods erected in their towns and all that. So they kept witnessing these things, and Joshua was telling them that put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side. So it got to a point that your fathers were even serving some of these gods. God help us. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, we see the scripture here again. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, the him there referring to Jesus, there's Satan talking to Jesus, all these things I will like give thee, if thou wilt bow down and worship me. Then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So we are to worship God alone. Say, we have to worship God alone.
We have to worship God alone.
God alone, nobody and nothing else. God alone, nobody and nothing else. We must worship God alone through Christ Jesus, in spirit and in truth, and specifically through Christ Jesus, because Jesus has declared that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. So regardless of what we may have heard from our hometowns, or what we may have come to meet, or whatever traditions or customs or whatever other people may say with other belief systems may say, clearly Jesus has revealed this truth, that to connect back to the creator of heaven and earth, our Father in heaven, we ought to do through him. And so you cannot say you are worshiping God if you are not worshiping through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must worship God alone through Christ Jesus in spirit and in truth. In John chapter 4, verse 23, it says that by the hour cometh now is when the true worshippers, so they are false worshippers. If they are true worshippers, then they are certainly false worshippers. And the true worshippers, this is what determines who the true worshippers are, shall worship the Father in spirit. And you cannot connect your spirit to the Father without relationship, without a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that comes through Christ Jesus. In spirit and in truth, in sincerity. That's how Joshua put it. Not doing it just in front of people. Doing it in sincerity, in integrity, even when people are not there. You do it in sincerity of heart. It's not about doing it on stage for people to see, or in church, you are just singing in a particular way that people will see that, hey, that is a daughter of God, you know, a daughter of Zion, really worshiping and somersaulting and rolling on the floor for everyone to please. In spirit and in truth. Say after me, sincerity of heart.
In sincerity of heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, someone can be telling their neighbor, oh, I love you, but in their hearts, they are saying, you will see something tonight. They are planning something wicked. So smiling, but inside their heart, wickedness. Singing, I love you, Lord. But in their heart, cheer. No. In sincerity of heart. That's why there's this quote that I love, which was shared on our, is it WhatsApp or I don't know. I saw it. It says that mean what you sing always. Mean what you sing always. Whatever you are singing or whatever you are doing, if you are sweeping the house of God, you are serving, don't be complaining in your heart. These people, no way, I'm the only one sweeping. No one is coming to help me. These people, yeah. No, just do it from your heart. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Everything you are doing, just do it from your heart. Wholeheartedly. In spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. That is what the Lord requires. My prayer is that from today's study, as God has revealed this to us, that none of us will pay lip service. Or eye service.
Amen.
Or body service.
Amen.
You are doing things just for people to see you. No, it must be from your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we will serve the Lord from our hearts in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We are forbidden to worship any other God but God. Number one, traditional gods. Now, traditional gods could be family gods. Gods that our fathers worship. It could be national gods. Gods that people dedicated the country to when they were birthing the nation. The leaders at that time may have dedicated the nation to certain gods. And when government officials come into power or certain leaders come into power, sometimes they will take you that, hey, this is what we did. You have to always go and pay that debt and pay homage to these gods that we dedicated the nation to. There are certain organizations, they will tell you that at the inception of their business, when they were establishing it, they went to a certain town to go and consult a certain fetish priest. And they used those gods to do that. Certain houses, they will say, when we were building this house, we went to take some gods and we came to bury it at the place. And so other people come and say, oh, you must also follow the same. Sometimes ask questions, oh, this one we can't explain. You just have to do it because those are the customs and the tradition. You say, Amamre and what?
Amane.
For this reason, Christ Jesus, he was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the enemy.
Amen.
The Lord did not save us into bondage. He didn't save us for us to still be bound by the gods of our traditions. So in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever we have been bound by satanic power through gods, let it be broken in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Exodus 34:14 says, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. We serve a God whose name is what?
Jealous.
His name is what?
Jealous.
We serve a jealous God. He doesn't want to share his glory with anyone. Or someone to come and say, it's because you come from this tribe. As for this tribe, we have something. We have something there. And the tribes boast about it. We have something. I just don't want to mention names, but we have something there. As for this tribe, we have this. As for this tribe, we have that. And we received it from the gods. And you find a believer also boasting it. As for me, I'm from this tribe. We got this from the gods. And our Lord Jesus has revealed his word to us through his Holy Spirit. And it's here clearly that no other god should be worshipped. When we go into the verse 15, it says, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a warring after their gods and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a warring after their gods, and make their sons go a warring after their gods. That's why you don't marry an unbeliever. That's why you don't marry a traditionalist. That's why you don't go into certain covenants which are binding on your spirituality. You have to be very, very careful. God said that don't associate with those people before you go worshiping their gods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23, it says, take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 6b, thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. God says no other gods, and yet your house, you are hanging a graven image there. That is what Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23 is talking about. Graven images. Don't put any image there. Don't put the picture of Jesus there and the picture of other people there. Don't do that. It says, don't do that. Clearly, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23. Don't put statues there and go bowing before those statues and offering sacrifices and whatever to those statues. Don't do that. That is what the Lord says. And we need to stick to what he has said, obeying his commandments and not letting our traditions make the word of God of non-effect in our lives or to void the power of the word of God. This God we serve, he's the almighty God. He's the one who created heavens and the earth. He's the almighty. the Almighty. There is none more powerful than him. There's nothing that exists which he hadn't made. And so we have to give him alone our total worship and our obedience, and let no tradition fight his purpose in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his word this evening. Also thank him for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to his name. Right now, give the Lord thanks for the opportunity to sing songs of worship. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne, singing songs of worship to your holy name. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Also ask the Lord to forgive you of any known sins. Ask him to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus. Screen, you can say it after me. I forgive anyone who has offended me.
Forgive anyone who has offended me.
In any way right now.
In any way right now.
I release them from my heart.
You release them from my heart.
In your own words, pray this prayer in 1 minute. Release anyone who has offended you. In any way right now, release them from your heart so that you can worship the Lord whole. Worship him with your whole heart. As we've learned today, Lord, I release anyone who offended me. Rabba please help me to let go of it in the name of Jesus. I release anyone who may have offended me right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Please say after me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship
as I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship
as I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Amen. We just learned that we are not to worship any other God but our God, because he's a jealous God. Hallelujah. So as we sing, sing from your heart. Sing with all of your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Demakoma nemekra rebro machi papa mesasebe so Jimmy Brown.
66, verse 8 to 10. Among the gods, there's none like you unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the sing it together. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of praise.
Hallelujah.
And we know no other God but you, who can walk with us like you. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. We know satisfy like you. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise.
One more.
We know no other God but you, who can change us like you can. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. That is why you alone deserve my praise. I love you, Jesus. You alone, you alone deserve my praise. I love you. God, but you, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I will worship no other because I love you alone. I love you, Jesus. You alone, you alone deserve my praise.
Jesus.
Romans 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Amen.
Amen.
As we can see, Jesus has set us free. Let nothing hold you down. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that when you set anyone free, the person is free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just me.
Phrase which struck me in the song, that you are my righteousness, you are my righteousness. You know, Joseph in Egypt, he was a stranger, like he wasn't an Egyptian, he was a foreigner. The day Pharaoh put his ring on him, put a new cloak on him, and put him in the second in power, from that day, anywhere Joseph goes, people bow to him, because wherever he goes, they see Pharaoh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we've been bought by the blood of Christ, wherever we go, when the enemy sees us, who does he see?
God.
Yes, he sees Jesus, and he's been set head over all principality and power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The righteousness of God is a cloak upon us, that no matter what we do, when we show up, God shows up.
Yes.
So if we can just sing that last part one more time. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And let's sing it with understanding, knowing that God has translated from us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
Moving us from the position of slaves to sin, and now making us righteousness in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worship thee as the deer.
Just like David did every time he inquired of the Lord before he took a step.
16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. On thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it calls us to walk with him in this month and forward. We're going to walk with him in Jesus' name. Call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. There I find you in the mystery and oceans deep. My faith will stand. And I will call upon your name. Keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours. And you abound in deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide. Feet may fail, where feet may fail, and fear surrounds me. You've never failed, and you won't start now. Keep my eyes.
above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you.
Jesus will rescue you. When oceans rise, so will rest your embrace. I am yours. You are mine. Let's sing together.
I am yours. And you.
To say that, Lord, I am yours, you are mine. If you cannot say that confidently, that you can say, even when the oceans rise, Lord, I am yours and you are mine. Knowing that at all times, you belong to the Creator of heaven and earth. The one who sacrificed his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to save you from sin. We are all here because of Jesus. There was a day that we responded to that call to come back to our Father in heaven by accepting Christ Jesus as our Lord. Today you have the opportunity to restore, have a restored relationship back to the Father. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Today, I surrender my life to you, knowing that you are the only way, the truth, and the life, that I can never be restored back to our Father in heaven without going through you. Therefore, today I ask, be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I accept you in my life as my Savior and my King. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. I am yours.
You are mine.
chorus one last time.
You are mine. I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul
info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-0009090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.